gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 5th, 2017. Welcome to Day 259. BuzzFeed News and Politico are reporting that Rex Tillerson, James Mattis, and Steve Mnuchin have a suicide pact where all three cabinet secretaries will leave in the event that Trump fires one of them. Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said that Tillerson, Mattis, and Chief of Staff John Kelly, quote, helped separate the country from chaos, meaning Trump. He added that, I hope they stay because they're valuable to the national security of our nation. Yesterday, Tillerson refuted reports that he'd been persuaded to stay on in his role over the summer by Mike Pence. He did not, however, address questions about whether he had called Trump a fucking moron or not. The Hill and ABC News are reporting that Trump criticized the Senate Intelligence Committee for continuing its investigation into possible collusion between Russia and his campaign. The president tweeted, quote, why isn't the Senate Intelligence Committee looking into the fake news networks in our country to see why so much of our news is just made up, fake? The tweet comes in response to yesterday's news that the committee is still investigating possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 presidential race. CNN says FBI Director Andrew McCabe said that we should have seen this coming, referring to the Russian hacking. Speaking at the Cambridge Cyber Summit, McCabe implied that Russian meddling hasn't stopped either. Quote, the experience in the 2016 elections allowed us to diagnose the problem. Have we cured it yet? Absolutely not, end quote. Bloomberg reports that two former CIA chiefs say Russia needed help targeting U.S. voters and districts in the 2016 presidential election. Quote, it is not intuitively obvious that they could have done this themselves, former CIA Director Michael Hayden said. Russia either needed someone to give it information on who to micro-target, or it stole the necessary information through hacking. With the GOP agenda at a standstill, Politico says some donors are closing their wallets and threatening to deprive Republicans of resources ahead of the 2018 midterms. Fundraisers say they're having an unusually hard time setting up meetings with major contributors. An email from a sought-after donor to a GOP fundraiser read, quote, the GOP leaders should know, no movement on remaining agenda, tax reform, infrastructure, deregulation, etc., means no funding from supporters like me. No meetings, calls, contributions until we see progress, end quote. The Associated Press says the House GOP is expected to pass its budget today, which calls for more than $5 trillion in spending cuts over the next decade. The GOP plan is essentially a set of non-binding promises with the purpose of setting up budget reconciliation, a key procedural hurdle that would allow Republicans to pass tax reform without the threat of a filibuster by the Democrats. Next, The Hill says the House Homeland Security Committee approved $10 billion for a border wall as part of a border security bill. The legislation will head to the House floor, which Democrats have criticized as a political stunt to appease Trump. The bill is expected to pass the House, but unlikely to clear the Senate, where it needs a 60-vote majority. And finally, NBC News and the New York Times say Democrats introduced a bill to ban bump stocks, a gun conversion kit that turns semi-automatic weapons into weapons capable of firing a continuous stream of bullets. Top congressional Republicans signaled they would be open to considering legislation on bump stocks, which the Las Vegas gunman used on his rifles. The legislation would ban the sale, manufacture, and possession of bump stocks and other devices that increase a firearm's rate of fire. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for your latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.